Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday, and I am rolling this thing solo tonight because it's Sunday night. Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce is in L.A. at SoFi Stadium, site of Super Bowl 56, because, hey, he's a Rams Hall of Famer. He's a Rams legend. He had to go to the game because he had all kinds of obligations. And, of course, the Rams wanted all of their great players there. I was just, you know, I was just a so-so player, but I was in the league, though, so thank you. But that didn't fly me out there. But anyway, Isaac Bruce in L.A. and Isaac Bruce in L.A. to watch history, because Isaac Bruce just watched our L.A. Rams win Super Bowl 56 over the Cincinnati Bengals. The final score, 23-20, and it was one of those ball games, man, where the Rams had to take it. The Rams had to prove themselves. The Rams had to take it from a Cincinnati Bengals squad that no one really expected to be here. Cincinnati Bengals squad that was 2-14 2 years ago, 4-11-1 last year, so no one expected them to be in this position, but everybody expect the Rams to be here, and the Rams proved why they are here. Proved why they are the best team in the NFL. Proved why they have the best coach in the NFL in Sean McVay. Proved why they have one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL with Raheem Morris. Proved that they have the best player in the NFL with Aaron Donald. Proved that they have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL with Matthew Stafford, because the Rams playing the Super Bowl at home in SoFi, even though they was the visiting squad because the Bengals were the home team, the Rams win it 23-20, as I said, and it was all kinds of drama. This was a ball game, man. And even when you look at how the Rams started real, real nice. They scored the first touchdown of the game, and it was the guy who we got over in a trade in the middle of the season, Odell Beckham Jr. He gets it going. 17-yard pass from Matthew Stafford. One-on-one on Mike Hilton, and Odell Beckham with those big-ass hands just snatched that thing, and it looked like the Rams about to do some work because the Bengals came back and scored three, but then the Rams went up 13-3. Johnny Hecker missed it. Damn, I mean, just messed up the hole on the extra point, which that point could have killed us, but it didn't. But even when the Rams coming out looking like they were about to run away from this thing, Joe Burrow, you got to give it to the youngster. The youngster is tough. Cincinnati's defensive line, who we thought was going to be the weak point of the game, they were tough, was not letting the Rams run the rock at all. Joe Burrow was not going to be rattled. He brought them back. Then they get the ball to start the third quarter. They just T. Higgins, he yaks on Jalen Ramsey for 75 yards right off the bat, even though T. Higgins got away with the face mask, but Jalen Ramsey got away with a hold earlier in the game. But anyway, he yacked them for 75 yards, and they come back and get another Evan McPherson 38-yard touchdown. So all of a sudden, the Rams up 13-10. Now they down 20-13. Then they had to come back and make something happen. Down 20-16 going into the fourth quarter, and the Rams showed up. And Matthew Stafford, I got to give it to him. Got to give it to him. My man, this is why the Rams went out and got him. This is why the Rams traded two first-round draft picks and a third-rounder to the Detroit Lions and Jared Goff. Got his ass up out of here. To the Detroit Lions to bring Matthew Stafford in for this moment. Now, a lot of people were down on Stafford. They was like, he hadn't won a big game. He can't win the big game. He hadn't won a postseason game. He hadn't won a postseason game until this year because he was playing with a sorry-ass team in a sorry-ass organization. The Detroit Lions won nothing. But he came to the Rams. That's why. See, Matthew Stafford caught a lot of flack and a lot of slack for not winning the big game, but people have to understand the players he had around him in the organization he was playing for. But Sean McVay, Les Snead, they went all in for this right here, to get this result right here, to win a Super Bowl this year. And I be damned, they got it done, and they got it done in dramatic fashion, knocking off the Bengals, man, and just playing one of those games. It was one of those games where it wasn't easy, and it was actually a very entertaining game because Cincinnati got some great players. They got some great young players, but they came to play some ball, man. I got to give it to them, but I got to give it to us more, though. Because Matthew Stafford, we're going to look at him. He finished 26-40, three touchdowns, threw two picks. He took a couple of – now, one pick wasn't his damn fault. It was Skoronek's fault. Hit his hand and got picked off. But one, it was his fault because he took a chance when he didn't need to take a chance, and he got picked off. But we ain't worried about that because that didn't cost us the game. But he came out and balled out. And the main person who balled out when we needed him to ball out, Cooper Kupp, who just so happened to be Super Bowl MVP. Cooper Kupp, 8 catches, 92 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran the rock, he got us a huge first down. Threw a pass. Pass was ragged, but Cooper Kupp, Super Bowl MVP, and this is the thing about it, man. When the Rams needed their big-time players to make big-time plays, they made big-time plays. The Rams took that lead, and they got it because Matthew Stafford said, you know what, man, to hell with this. I don't care what y'all talking about. I don't care what's going on. This is what we're about to do because Rams get the ball. It's in the fourth quarter, down 20-16. They get the rock and say, you know what? Matthew Stafford, like, you know what? That's cool, man. OBJ lost him to a knee injury. He was out. Came into the game, no Tyler Higbee, he was out. Kendall Blanton, his backup, who has been good, he was out. So we're missing all those. And remember, we had Bobby Trees, Robert Woods, who got hurt early in the season. So you didn't have it. So you had all those weapons on offense, especially in the receiving core, out. So you had the second stringers, third. Now you had the damn third stringers. Had to step up, and they really didn't. So the Bengals knew Cooper Kupp was going to get the ball. He knew he was that dude. So when you lose OBJ and Tyler Higbee is not in there, and Kendall Blanton can't play. So when you got those dudes, now you can double team and bracket Cooper Kupp and man up everybody else because they're not a threat. And you can also rush Matthew Stafford if you want to because you ain't worried about nobody but Cooper Kupp. But despite all of that, this is what Matthew Stafford did. He and Cooper Kupp, they said, you know what? Man, forget this. So they get the rock. 6:13 left in the game. Down 23-16. No, 20-16. I'm sorry. Down 20-16. So I'm at the crib watching the game. I'm like, okay, Stafford, this is what we got you for, my guy. This is why you here, my guy. Show us two first rounders, third rounders, and Jared Goff guy. That's what I called him. Because that's what we gave up to get him. Show us, bro, because you're here to win the Super Bowl. That's why you're here, not to get to the Super Bowl. We brought you here to win the Super Bowl. So what are you going to do, my guy? People have been saying that you can't win the big game, my guy. Okay, Malcolm in the middle. Get out of the middle and be Malcolm in the front right now. Show him that you're Matthew, the book of Matthew. Give us the book of Matthew. Give us the book of Matthew, Matthew Stafford. How do we want this book to read? Matthew Stafford said, this book going to read. I painted the damn field on this drive. This how this book going to read. This book going to read, you know what? I'm going to my cup runneth over. My Cooper Kupp runneth over because Matthew Stafford came out on that drive. Rams down 20-16, fourth quarter. Matthew Stafford short right pass to Hopkins, the tight end, for 9 yards. And I got to give it to the tight end, man. Hopkins is the third string. Is he the damn third? He the third string tight end. He had to play because Kendall Blanton. He had to play because Tyler Higbee was hurt and wasn't going to play. So he had to play. Then he had to get some playing time because Kendall Blanton got hurt. And Hopkins caught some big passes for the Rams in the Super Bowl. So Matthew Stafford come out and say, I'm going to show you how the book of Matthew is about to be rewritten. I'm going to write another one. He hits Hopkins. Boom. Incomplete pass to Skoronek. Okay, that's cool. Give it to Cam Akers, left guard to L.A. Didn't get no yards. Matthew, okay. All right, now we got it. Now we got to get his fourth and one on our own 30. Sean McVay like, look, bro, we got to go for this. 5 minutes left in the game. Fourth and one from our own 30. What do you do? You punt? Nope. We ain't punting. Got to go for it, bro. We got to get this score. Now, the Bengals been doing a good job of shutting down the run game. All he did was bring Cooper Kupp in motion, man. Get that rock to Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp tried to go outside. But then the dude running like a running back makes a hard cut with his right foot. Gets up the field on fourth and one, gain 7 yards. Give us four more plays, referee. Give us four more plays. Move the chains. And when that happened, we immediately, Matthew Stafford go back to pass again, incomplete Cam Akers. Okay, looking for Cam. Nothing happened. Then Matthew pass, back to pass again. Cooper Kupp to L.A. to the 45 for 8 yards. Okay, Kupp, let's feed you, bro. What we got going on? Matthew Stafford, short pass to B. Hopkins again for 6 yards. Okay, Matthew Stafford still painting that joint. Gives it to Cam Akers. Cam Akers picks up 3 yards on first and 10. Then second and 7, no huddle. Okay, no huddle. What we got? Stafford looking at Kupp again. Kupp picks up 22 yards. 22 yards. First and 10. Now, Stafford again. Kupp, where you at, bro? We need you. We need your offensive player of the year. Kupp said, I got you because your Kupp is running over Booker Matthew. He gets it again. 8 yards. Run the rock. Hey, we got to run the rock, man. Let's do some Cam Akers up to the middle. Cam Akers, tough run. Probably his best run of the night because he finally got some space. Picked up 8 yards. Ran hard. Got up. Flexed. Okay, 2 minute warning. What we got now? We still need a touchy now. We need a touchy. Because Johnny Hecker, he dropped that extra point. That point is gone, so we need a touchy because we're down four. Now, had he not dropped that extra point, we could have kicked the field goal and thought about tying it up. But it's really kind of fortunate because the Rams knew they had to score. So we do that. Okay, 2 minute warning. What we got? Okay, Stafford painted, looking for Van Jefferson. No, man, didn't get it to you. Okay, Stafford, I'm still painting this joint, looking for D. Hendo, Darrell Henderson. No, D, didn't get it. Stafford again. Okay, looking for Cooper Kupp. No, but guess what? Guess what? You looking for Kupp. They didn't get it, but my guy, Logan Wilson, what you doing, bro? You can't hold Cooper Kupp. You can't hold Cooper Kupp. Either way, you can't hold him as mean you can't guard him, and you can't hold him like you can't hold him. You got to let him run his route. So Logan Wilson, defensive holding on you, my guy. So the Rams get first and goal at the 4. Stafford looking for Cooper Kupp again. For 4 yards, just a touchy. Cooper Kupp gets smacked. Smacked in the face, man. Made a tough catch with all kinds of Bengals around him. Touchdown. Everybody happy, happy, joy, joy. I mean, Cooper Kupp, offensive player of the year, man. The best receiver in the league this year. Brings it in, but they're like, no, Havenstein. Bro, you got caught holding. And he did, because what happened is when Matthew Stafford rolled out, Havenstein did what offensive linemen tend to do. He's blocking. Now, if Matthew Stafford was in the pocket, it would have been a great block. But when you're blocking and the quarterback all of a sudden scrambles, offensive lineman doesn't know that. All he sees is all he reacts is to the defensive lineman trying to get away from him. So the first thing he does is grab him. He grabs him, allows Matthew Stafford to roll out, get a little space, hit Cooper Kupp for the touchdown. But touchdown called back because he was holding. But it was also unnecessary roughness, too, because they smacked the heck out of Cooper Kupp. So, you know, Von Bell, you tripping, you hit him, but it's cool. They say it's a dirty play. Nah, it's football. I see what you're trying to do. So, it's nullifying. So the Rams still got it. First to go, still off the 4-yard line. Matthew still looking for Kupp again. Boop, he looked for him, but guess what? Pass incomplete, but guess what? Eli Apple, come on, bro. You can't touch Cooper Kupp before the ball gets to my brother. Come on, man. Didn't the apple come from the tree of knowledge? You supposed to know that. You supposed to know that, Eli Apple. The tree of knowledge gives you wisdom. You didn't use wisdom right there. You didn't use wisdom, and the Rams Kupp run it over because it was defensive pass interference on you. So now the Rams get first and goal at the 1. With 1:35 to play. And that's a long-ass 1 yard, too. Matthew Stafford tried it, went up the middle. And I'm watching NBC. They was like, let's see how close he got. And I'm like, he didn't get close at all. He started 1 yard away. He ended 1 yard away because he didn't get anywhere near the end zone. But then they did it again. Not to sneak, but they had second and goal from the 1. So you know what? It was again, my Kupp runneth over. Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp hooked up. I'm gonna tell you something, man. The touchdown pass was so pretty. They danced together. Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp be dancing together. Cooper Kupp be dancing because what Matthew Stafford did, he floated it out there. And it was a beautiful back shoulder pass. And it lets you know their chemistry, how they know one another. Beautiful back shoulder pass. Cooper Kupp snatches it. Matt Gay comes in, kicks the extra point. Now we're up 23-20, but you know what? We still have to deal with Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals because Burrow is, he hadn't made any mistakes the whole game. They had started sacking his ass, but dude is tough. So we get it, and they immediately, Joe Burrow immediately hits Ja'Marr Chase, who goes 17 yards because Jalen Ramsey tried to be Superman and guess on something. He tried to break on it. And Ja'Marr Chase said, you break, you broke, bro, because I'm gone. He picks up 17 yards. I'm like, dang, because Jalen Ramsey had a rough little night. But anyway, I'm like, okay, it's Joe Burrow and the Bengals. We're going to see what you got, young fella. So they go no huddle. Joe Burrow again, looking for Ja'Marr Chase. He's going deep. I mean, the ball just nowhere. Then they run it. No game. Greg Gaines and Aaron Donald making plays. So now the Bengals got it 4th-and-1 at the Rams 49. Now all they need is a field goal now. It's a field goal to tie it up. And their rookie kicker, Evan McPherson, he's been perfect in the postseason. I think he was 14-14 in the postseason. I ain't no big fan of kickers, but my man been kicking. So, you know, if they get it in the field goal range, you probably going to hit it. So you're like, oh, man, what you going to do? But now you like, okay. Because Aaron Donald, when he came out, when he came out after the Rams, took that lead, when he sprinted on the field. So AD was like, I'm locked and loaded, bro. Y'all going to have to bring 11 more mother because I hear on offense to stop me. So when you have somebody like that, that is that focused, that's that good, that knows it's time for them to make a play. That's exactly what Aaron Donald did. 4th-and-1 on the Rams, 49-yard. AD got to that ass. He got to Burrow, almost buried him in the ground. It really was a sack, but they say it's an incomplete pass. The same thing he did to Jimmy Garoppolo in that NFC Championship game at the end of the game and made Garoppolo throw a pick. It's almost the exact, that play almost looked exactly the same. He just didn't get a pick. It ended up being an incomplete pass to the running back, Piran. But AD made the play. The Rams get the ball back. Victory formation, bro. Just down it. Take a knee, and we winning Super Bowl 56. And Sean McVay, the young genius. You can really call him the young genius. Now 36. Second time taking the Rams to the Super Bowl since he's been head coach. I think he got the job, what, when he was 30 years old? They went to the Super Bowl, what, 4 years ago? Lost it. Not today. Not at the crib. Not at SoFi. I know they had Death Row and Mary J. Blige with the halftime performance. But in SoFi, they were so deaf. That Atlanta joined Jermaine Dupri because at SoFi, it was fire. The Rams took care of business. Winning a Super Bowl, and you can see how happy everybody was. Not only that, man, but just seeing how happy Aaron Donald was because that vet been there putting in work. He earned that. He deserved that. He deserved everything. And if they would have given him the Super Bowl MVP, I think it would have been rightfully so. But they gave it to Cooper Kupp, which I say rightfully so because Cooper Kupp has been that dude that has carried the Rams, especially from the receiving court, the entire season. And he really had to carry them today in the Super Bowl because at the end, it was just him. OBJ came out. He was on fire. 2 catches, 52 yards, scored that first touchdown. The longest was 35. He was getting loose. But then, unfortunately, he hurt his knee. I think he hurt his left knee again, maybe an ACL again. He tore it before. So he on the sideline crying. He's out the game. Van Jefferson, we had a couple of targets. He had a couple of catches. But we needed other people to step up, and I got to give it to the old Bryson Hopkins, man. I got to give it to Bryson Hopkins. His dad, Brad Hopkins, played offensive lineman for the Tennessee Titans, who the Rams beat in the Super Bowl with my brother, my co-host, Isaac Bruce, when they won it. He came out, 4 big catches, 47 yards. That's huge, man, a guy who hadn't really been playing. D. Hendo comes back because the Rams didn't run the ball, but I got to give it to Sean McVay. He knew, and we always said how important it is for the Rams to at least try to run the rock. And they did commit to running the rock, even though they weren't getting a damn thing because Cincinnati Bengals weren't giving up anything in the rushing game. The Rams only finished with 23 carries for 43 yards. Cam Akers had 13 touches for 13 carries for 21 yards. That Bengals defensive line was taking care of business. They weren't giving up anything. Nothing. Nada. Nuka. But Sean McVay said we're still gonna run it. Still gonna run it. Because that play action, we gotta run that play action. Gotta have that play action. But Aaron Donald, if he would have gotten Super Bowl MVP, just for the simple fact he's Aaron Donald. You know what I'm saying? Just for the simple fact of everything he did. And also for the simple fact, he had two sacks in the game. He had two sacks. And the last play should have been a sack as well. Should have been called a sack. But they give it to Cooper Kupp, and you can't argue about that. Because he comes up with the game-winning touchdown catch. And like I said, he had eight catches for 92 yards. When he was the target. He was that guy. I mean, he's always that guy, but especially with OBJ gone, Tyler Higbee not playing, he was that dude they knew they were going to be looking for. And he still found a way to get open. And Matthew Stafford said, I'm going to feed you anyway. Cooper, your cup is about to run over. And he ran over. So now the book of Matthew, you can add this chapter as Super Bowl champion. Book of Matthew, how many years he spent in Detroit? 13 seasons, I think. That's the book of Matthew, chapter 14, if I'm correct. How many verses he got to it? Book of Matthew. 14th chapter. How many verses? How many games they play? 17 plus 4. 21. 21 verses. And here we are. Super Bowl champions. Super Bowl 56. The St. Louis, Los Angeles Rams. And I wonder, Rams fans in St. Louis, are they happy about this? I talked to some. Some of them are. Some of them not. But this is a Super Bowl win for the Rams organization. Specifically the Los Angeles Rams, because that's who they are. So you got to salute them. Got to be happy for them. I'm happy for them, even though I play for the St. Louis Rams. But this is still the Rams organization. The uniforms they had on, their uniform scheme is a more modern version, but it's the same version that the Rams wore when they won the Super Bowl. With Ike them in the greatest show on turf, that's the uniforms I played in. That's the look I played in. And they bust them out again today and won Super Bowl 56. And one guy that balled out for the Rams, man, A'shaun Robinson. Dude normally is pretty quiet. You don't hear him a lot. But he's really their run stuffer. That dude was balling. Dude balled out tonight. He had a sack, but he had six tackles, five solo tackles. He was the Rams' run stuffer. He was the one that wouldn't let anything go. Now, we talk about the Bengals holding the Rams to 43 yards rushing on 23 carries. But at the other hand, the Rams held the Bengals to 79 yards on 20 carries. That's a little less than 4 yards a carry. Joe Mixon, that big-time running back, 15 carries, 72 yards. He had some good runs. But they really held him in check. They held all of them in check. We talked about Joe Burrow, comeback player of the year. And he also had the offensive rookie of the year, Ja'Marr Chase, who had about, 1,500 receiving yards this year? 1,400 or something like that? He murked on Jalen Ramsey's ass for 75 yards earlier in the game. Murked him. He got him. But Ja'Marr Chase? Now, T. Higgins. I'm sorry, T. Higgins, but Ja'Marr Chase did murk Jalen Ramsey on 46 yard. T. Higgins murked him on the 75 yard. He did grab his face mask though. But Ja'Marr Chase finished five catches, 89 yards, 46 of those coming on one play. So he was contained, but not contained, but he was contained because he didn't score. He really didn't get no big plays. T. Higgins, four catches, 100 yards, but 75 came on that one play. And he murked Jalen Ramsey, but he did grab his face mask and pull Jalen Ramsey's head around. So the refs, I ain't going to say they didn't see it because I wasn't in their eyes. They didn't call it. But it was a penalty. And I can understand why Jay Ramsey gave that up, because the man grabbed his face mask and ripped his head around. Then caught the rock. Then got going for for the 75 yard. But when you look at the stats, that's on Jalen Ramsey. Because when cats talk noise, they're going to bring that up to him. Like real dudes that's going to, man, they might hit you for 75 yards. Man, he grabbed my face, man. They're going to be like, man, I don't care nothing about that. He broke you for 75 yards. But Jalen Ramsey going to be like, he's going to be able to say, look at this big-ass Super Bowl ring. I don't know. We still won the game, man. And look at these big checks I got. Still getting these big checks. But you got to give credit to Raheem Morris, the Rams defense coordinator. He came out. He was not going. He was dedicated to not let Joe Burrow throw that damn ball deep all over the place. And aside from the big plays, T. Higgins, which was a penalty on his ass, they should have called it, but they didn't. And the 46-yarder to Ja'Marr Chase was just wasn't. And I'm teasing Jalen Ramsey, but damn, Ja'Marr Chase made a hell of a damn catch, bro. Because dude is a big, strong, fast receiver, and he one-handed that joint. But aside from that, Raheem Morris, nice little defensive game plan. We're going to make Joe Burrow throw this thing fast, and the majority of them, we want these things to be underneath. That's why it was just 22 completions, 33 attempts, 263 yards. They sacked his ass seven times, though. Seven times. And we knew that the Cincinnati Bengals offensive line was going to have problems with that L.A. Rams defensive line, and they did because they sacked them seven times. And I think the majority of those sacks came in the second half because they got after that ass in the second half for real, for real. But A.D. had two sacks. Von Miller got loose for two sacks. Leonard Floyd got one. All the three dudes on the defensive line you expected raise hell, they did it. A'shaun Robinson got a sack. Ernest Jones, the linebacker, got a sack. That's seven. That's seven. They did work. Now, Joe Burrow, they didn't pick Joe Burrow out off, but Joe Burrow really didn't take many chances with that football. He didn't. All his passes were safe passes. And I'm pretty sure that was part of their game plan. All of them were safe passes. And they had to be safe passes because Raheem Morris put together a defensive scheme to make you make him make they're gonna, you have those safe passes, bro. Try some if you want to. Because it's something, man. Because they got three great receivers. Because the other one was Tyler Boyd. He only had five catches for 48 yards. So to hold him to that, hey, man. Hey. All I can say is salute. Salute to the LA Rams for what they did. Salute to that defense for showing up. Salute to that offense for getting some points and doing some things when they needed to do it. Salute to Sean McVay for coming up with some kind of game plan. Really, it was like, man, Matthew Stafford looked for Cooper Kupp. That was the game plan. Look, hey, we need some points. Stafford, just look for Cooper. Cooper, get open, man. If you ain't open, we're going to get to you anyway. And they did it. And Stafford answered. And Cooper Kupp answered. And what it leads to is a Super Bowl 56 victory. What it leads to are big parties in Inglewood, in L.A. And that 79-yard drive capped off by that Cooper Kupp back shoulder touchdown, man, would have meant that. I mean, for real, that was just beautiful. For real, I mean, that was beautiful. And on that drive, Kupp with four catches, 39 yards, seven-yard run on fourth and one, on that championship drive. Come on, bro. I think at the end, Coop said he don't deserve the MVP. Yes, you do, dog. Yes, you do. Because you put in work all day. You put in work all season. You put in work all playoffs. You deserve it. And you got to also understand, the Rams sacking Joe Burrow seven times, seven sacks in a Super Bowl, that ties the Super Bowl record. Especially when Cincinnati, man, just that opened that second half, like, oh my gosh, these cats are woke up. But I know Aaron Donald said dreams came true. He dreamed of this. He dreamed of this. And it was, I mean, it was beautiful. It's beautiful to see, Aaron Donald get this dub. And for Cooper Kupp to make them plays like he made and still, despite being double teamed. Because that's what would happen after OBJ went out. Like I said, it was over. Oh, they doubling you, bro. They manning up everybody else because they ain't scared of nobody else. But he still managed to get open. He still managed to make great plays. And once again, you got to salute the Rams, everything they did to get to this point. They had to make some bold moves. They made some bold moves. Go back to 2017 when they hired Sean McVay. He was just 30. I would say 30, but when he's 30 and you become an NFL head coach, you get, they call you, you 30 years old, bro, because that's swagger. You 30? Are you the NFL head coach? 30. Youngest head coach in league history. So then they started, Les Snead and them started the process. We got to get Super Bowl, bro. So you trade 2 first-round draft picks to the Jaguars to get Jalen Ramsey. That was in 2019 in October. Okay, you build. Okay, damn, we gave up 2 first-round draft picks to get Jalen Ramsey. All right, we got to do something else. We ain't won the Super Bowl since we got him. Okay, what we going to do? Look, bro, hell, we already gave away 2 first-round. Hey, we might as well just do it again. We just missing one piece. I'm thinking it's the conversation going. Sean McVay, Les Snead, hey, man, look. It's what we need to do. What are we going to do? We got to get rid of it. We got to upgrade this quarterback position. Who the hell going to take Jared Goff? Who can we get to take Jared Goff? Hey, you know, we just got our guys went to Detroit. They're trying to rebuild. They got Matthew Stafford. He's good. I know he hadn't won in the postseason yet, but he hasn't been in the right situation. This the right situation. Okay, man, see if we can get him. See how much we got to give up to get Matthew. So they're like, okay, give us Jared Goff, 2 first-round picks and a 3rd-round pick. Okay, cool. Everybody like, damn, y'all just gave up 2 more first-round picks? Y'all ain't going to have no first-round pick until forever. They're like, so what? Got to get it done. So then you bring Stafford in. Okay, now we didn't really win all in. We got to win it this year. What else can we do? Hey man, you know I don't think the Broncos happy with Von Miller. But let's try to get him. You for real? Yeah, man, try to get Von Miller. See what they want. They say they want a 2nd and a 3rd round pick. Give it up. So now you really all in. You done gave up all these picks to get these dudes. So now the only way this season was going to be successful for the Los Angeles Rams was they had to win the Super Bowl. It wasn't no going undefeated. It wasn't no we made it to the Super Bowl. They had to win it, because if they didn't win it, this season would have been considered a bust. This season would have been considered no good. So think about that kind of pressure that Sean McVay had on him. Think about that kind of pressure Les Snead had on him. Like, okay, we didn't really gamble here. We didn't throw all the cards on the table and show them joints. This is what we got, man. So what are we going to do? All they did was made it happen. All they did, and then they go out and get Odell Beckham Jr. at the time. They're like, oh, man, we didn't got OBJ for little of nothing. Just a 1-year deal in November. We get him to go with Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp. Oh, my. Oh, but then Bobby Trees get hurt like a day or two after that. And he's huge. He's a huge. Don't forget about Robert Woods. He's a huge reason why Cooper Kupp is so good in his development. Robert Woods picks up big numbers as well. He's respected and he's loved and his voice is heard and they listen to him. So they go out and get Odell Beckham Jr. really for nothing. And they needed to make it happen, and they made it happen. And now they're Super Bowl champions, Super Bowl 56 champions. Going through all the struggles. Matthew Stafford had a little struggles this season he had to overcome. But they did it. Big dude, old dude, Andrew Whitworth, Walter Payton, man of the year, playing against his former team, the Cincinnati Bengals. He gets the Super Bowl against his former team. The same year he wins Walter Payton Man of the Year. And you talk about, it's a Hollywood script in Hollywood. So, once again, outstanding game if you're an L.A. Ram. I told old Solomon Wilcox and Pac-Man Jones would believe in Bengals. I told them we were going to get that ass. They talked all that noise. Who they is the Rams that day, coming from Doc Holliday. That's who they is, the Rams. And they'll run through the final stats. First downs, L.A. Rams 18, Cincinnati 15. We ran 66 plays. They ran 61 plays. We had 313 total yards. They had 305 total yards. We had 13 drives. They had 13 drives. We averaged 4.7 yards a play. They averaged 5 yards a play. Pretty even. We threw for 270 yards. They threw for 226 yards. We had 43 yards rushing. They had 79 yards rushing. They did better right there on us, with us. Penalties, 2 for us, 4 for them. They had 4 huge ones, 2 turnovers for us. They didn't turn the ball over at all. So we overcame 2 turnovers. 2 turnovers, major pieces on offense hurt and missing. Running game ain't worth a damn. Couldn't get nothing going. And still won the game. Not only the game, the game, the Super Bowl. So shout out again to the LA Rams. Super Bowl 56 champions. Now, we ain't going to talk about the fact that, you know, the Rams are almost $14 million over the salary cap for 2022. So Beckham is a free agent. Von Miller is a free agent. So they may not be back. But anyway, right now, they back in the back somewhere celebrating with champagne and whatever else because they Super Bowl champions. So on this night, we salute the Los Angeles Rams Super Bowl 56 champions, Cooper Kupp, Super Bowl MVP, Matthew Stafford. You are a Super Bowl winning quarterback, which is going to go a long ways towards your Hall of Fame resume. Sean McVay, you are a Super Bowl winning head coach. So cats can't say nothing now. Les Snead, you are a Super Bowl winning GM. So from Doc Holliday, who hosts a podcast with a Super Bowl winning Hall of Famer, Isaac Bruce, who's not here because he's at the game enjoying himself. I'm happy. I'm feeling good. I'm ready to boast. I'm ready to do everything. I feel like I was out there playing. But it is the organization that gave me an opportunity to play in the NFL and forever solidify my name amongst the best athletes who've ever played any sport. It's a blessing. So I'm happy to see the Rams organization get a Super Bowl, especially over the Cincinnati Bengals. So but this edition of Ramblings, Super Bowl 56 post-game show, Ramblings, Believe in Rams Ramblings, for Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce, who's not here. I am Doc Holliday. Thank you all for watching, listening, and once again, go Rams and Ramley. Let me end it on this. The Los Angeles Rams are Super Bowl 56 champions.